I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hi, guys. It's Pamela J, your favorite skeptic and co-host of the Haunted Detective podcast. And I'm here to play real or creepy.
Hey, guys. It's Kelsey Childs, a.k.a. the paranormal Sherlock Holmes, host of the Haunted Detective podcast. And I'm here to play real or creepy.
That's right, y'all. We've got them back for another episode as we dive into two stories to try and determine if they are a real haunting or a fake creepy pasta from the internet. So we're going to jump into our first story. It's called Puppy That I Miss. As a preteen, my parents finally let me have a dog of my very own. She was an 8-week-old black lab puppy, and her name was Lucy. A few weeks after I got her, before we had a chance to take her to the vet for her shot, she came down with parvo. Oh, God. She came down with parvo and died. Sorry, I don't pre-read. That's fucking terrible. I don't know why.
Came out of the gate with that.
That's how I deal with trauma. I was so heartbroken. About a week later, I had the back door open for my parents' dog to come inside from the backyard. I still don't know why I did this, but I left the door open for a few extra seconds. Then all of a sudden, I see Lucy come running inside. She was solid, like she was really there. It took me a moment to realize what I just saw, and by the time I turned around, she was gone. After that, I would see her from time to time in the house peek at me from behind a wall and run away like she used to play when she was alive. I remember confiding in my mom about it. She was very open-minded and understanding. Nobody else ever saw her but me, and that made me feel very blessed. All right, guys. Well, sorry. I didn't mean to bring a dead puppy to the party. That was pretty traumatizing.
I guess not all dogs go to heaven, huh?
Oh.
Jesus. Well, maybe that one did. It just went really fast.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Anyway, so Pamela, are you going to tell this person that their dog is...
Okay. You know what? This might actually shock you. This has happened to me before.
Really?
I'm sorry?
So hold on. I think it was a form of grief. I had a dog that was one of my childhood dogs. And when I was, I think 16 or 17, I was working a very late shift. I used to work at a Wendy's and I had gotten home at around 2 a.m. and I had found that my dog had suffocated to death with a bag over its head. And that's how I had found my dog. And I was absolutely a wreck. And my parents were asleep. They had no idea that he had gotten to the trash. And it was just a very traumatic moment. But ever since, like, the next day, I would see him, like, walking around. And I would see him, like, peek behind corners. And I saw all of that was described in the story you just told. So, honestly, I don't think it was actually, like, the ghost of my dog, like, visiting me. Even though that is such a heart, like, wrenching sentiment. And it's just such a, like... It makes one a sob. I love dogs so much. But I think it was a grief thing that was just trying to, like, almost keep his memory alive in some type of way. So I honestly think this was real to them because it was real-ish to me.
Well, I'm sorry. That
it's okay. I didn't. That's
almost as traumatizing as the story. I just surprised myself. What? No, that was much more traumatizing. wow.
Put a trigger warning for this.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah. God damn. All right. Kelsey. Yeah. What are your thoughts on this?
Laughing through the pain.
I'm just shocked from Pamela's story. New fear activated. Please.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm, like, thinking about your story. The other story is really sad, too. Parvo happens a lot.
It does.
But suffocating with a... No dog deserves that.
I know.
Anyways, I'm going to say real just to make my little teeny tiny frozen heart happy. And I'm going to go cry in a corner now. Thanks.
Great way to kick it off.
And we'll be right back.
I'm going to call my therapist.
We got to take a time out. Who wants a water break?
In the arms of an angel.
An angel.
yeah, that's...
Fly away.
That's horrible. All of that was just terrible. Yeah, I've got a... Well, we have two dogs. One's a Minpin Chihuahua mix. He's like 12-ish. We don't know exactly how old he is. And then... Bella, my older dog, is probably about 16. She's a Basset Beagle mix, very like all hound, extremely food driven. We think that she has a touch of dementia because we know she's like lost some of her hearing and some of her vision. That's pretty obvious, but her snout is still like her strongest ally. But we'll feed her and she will honestly like eat, and then turn right back around and like hit you in the leg with her nose for more food. And I'm like, bro, I just fed you.
I love that she boops your legs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how it starts.
So
and then if I ignore that, it turns into barking. But yeah, we've been together for a long time. Anywho, trying to clear the air a little bit before we move on.
I have a pit in my stomach.
It's fine.
From Pamela's story.
I was just saying that I relate to that story. Like, I understand.
He suffocated with a bag. What a horrible way to die.
I know. I wasn't
what
there.
The fuck?
Pamela's like, you know what? You know what the vibes need here? More depression. Let me
let's make it more sad.
No, I'm glad you shared that. I mean, that's one, not something I had ever thought of that could happen. So it's kind of a good PSA for people to think about. It also explains now why my ex would cover me in grocery bags when I would sleep. I never really understood.
I'm calling the police.
No, yeah.
911, hello?
Yeah, that's awful. Okay, well...
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Oh, the only way I know how to transition is going to the next story. It's called Doppelganger. This happened quite a few years back now, but it's something that stuck with me, and I can't ever seem to wrap my head around it. I was in high school at the time. Every day, my mom would unlock the door for me to walk in, so it was quick and easy for me to just get in. I'd come home from high school this one day, and I went to walk in, but the door seemed to be locked. So I tried the key in the door, and for some weird reason, it wouldn't turn at all. So I knocked on the door multiple times, no answer. I knocked and knocked and knocked, still nothing. So I waited for a while until I knocked again, and my mom had pulled open the door, looking angry and confused, asking why I went back outside. I told her I couldn't get in and had been outside for the entire time. We sat down and began to talk about it. And this is where it gets a bit creepy. From her point of view, she had seen me walk in with my bag on the opposite shoulder, and my eyes were more blue than usual. They're usually green, but sometimes look blue. She told me I looked angry, and she had a feeling as though she shouldn't talk to me because it seemed that I'd had a bad day. I walked off and disappeared into my room without talking. Then she heard me knocking again outside with my bag on the usual shoulder, and my eyes were green. From my point of view, I was stuck outside and she couldn't hear me, but from her, she saw me already. The strange thing is that she couldn't hear me knock at all, and the door was not locked. She had pulled open the door with ease. Doppelganger? Has anyone else experienced something similar? Those are obvious questions. I don't know why I had said question mark there, but
I liked it.
Yeah. So Kelsey, doppelgangers to me are one of the scarier phenomenons in the paranormal. One of the freakiest episodes we ever had on our podcast was in the early days when we'd bring a lot of people on from Reddit. And this lady shared a story of when she was like maybe 11 and a doppelganger slid under the bed. It was her doppelganger slid under the bed. And as she was looking over the bed, they kind of were like matching each other's pace, except her doppelganger looked, she described it at that time, Game of Thrones was really popular. She described it as like a White Walker version of herself sliding at the same time, staring at her. And that was one of the creepiest stories to this day. I still think about that quite often. So what do you think? Do you believe in a phenomenon where an apparition can be so strong that it can just walk through the house, that somebody as familiar as a parent would confuse it with the actual human? Do you believe in doppelgangers? Do you believe in the story?
I think the story itself is creepypasta. I do believe that there are doppelganger-like phenomenons out there. When it comes to spirits that can mimic someone's likeness, some people call them tricksters. Some people have wrongly identified them as skinwalkers. Guys, not everything is a skinwalker. But it's the story that this person told is giving uncanny valley. You know, their eyes were bluer. They had their bag on the wrong shoulder. And I'm sure that if they went into more detail about the face that the mom saw, it would have been perfect, right? Too human, too perfect. So it just really makes me think of Uncanny Valley. But yeah, damn, I don't know about doppelgangers. I haven't really looked into them enough. I do believe that it's possible. I'm the type of person that I believe in everything, weirdly enough, other than aliens.
Background would say otherwise.
Oh, shit. Maybe I'm the alien.
Sure about that?
You sure about that?
I think that's fair. Doppelganger is not something that I don't think I've ever experienced. We find that on the podcast, a lot of times it's wives seeing their husband who is a doppelganger. Like, it may be as simple as their husband bringing up the laundry, but then their husband walks in the door from work and they're like, wait, didn't you just bring the laundry up? And they're like, no, what are you talking about? That seems to be kind of the phenomenon we hear more often than not. But yeah, doppelgangers freak me out just because it kind of messes with the trust system. Like, I don't know how to trust the people. I say I as in like, if I experience this, I feel like it would mess up my ability to trust the people I'm supposed to know, love, and trust the most, if they're the people closest to me that are all of a sudden appearing out of thin air that aren't there. So Pamela Medine Dong, what do you think? Do you think this is a real story or a creepypasta, or a real haunting or a creepypasta?
I don't believe in doppelgangers, so I don't think that it's a real story. I think it's creepypasta, or someone just trying to make a creepy story. Mm-hmm. And if so, I mean, that they did a good job. I think doppelgangers and Uncanny Valley and that type of stuff, it's been pretty popular in the recent years. So I don't think it's real. If I ever were to see it in person, I also don't think anyone would believe me. But no, I don't think it's real.
Well, okay, so I'm curious to ask you, since you fall a little more on the skeptical side, I think, than Kelsey and I, what do you make of like the glitch in the matrix? We had this come up on our last series of Real or Creepy in a Story. You know, there's tons of like pictures out there, and even some videos as well. Do you just think that statistically, with like the billions and billions of people on the earth, we're bound to have those glitch in the matrix moments? Or do you think there's something supernatural going on there? What's that all about?
So I'm one of those people that wants to believe that there's something really weird going on in the universe, but then there always ends up being a reasonable and logical explanation to it. So when it comes to glitch in the matrix type photos and videos, I have a really hard time believing in those, only because we have things like deep AI fakes of celebrities, and we live in an age where everything can be edited. So unfortunately, I think it's one of those things that I would have to see it in real time in order to believe it. But when it comes to those videos and pictures, I can't, there's something about it where I'm like, I can't believe it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's another episode of Real or Creepy. So Kelsey, we did it again. We did another episode. Let our fans know where they can find you guys' podcast. I love it. I've been fortunate enough to check it out and get to be friends with you guys. But yeah, where can our audience check out everything you have going on?
So we're on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Amazon, anything you could ever want, wish, or desire. You can find Haunted Detective Podcast there. And we drop an episode every Monday at midnight. So we always joke on our show that as soon as the clock strikes 12, throw those glass slippers off. You don't need them to run to your computer and listen to an episode. So
I just picture somebody pouring a big glass of wine and being like, it's time to tune in at midnight to the Haunted Detective. Make sure you check out their stuff, especially if you're into true crime, paranormal. They do a great job of balancing the paranormal part with kind of a reality check from our other guest, Pamela.
Pamela, oh God.
And where can they check out everything you have going on?
So I'm on TikTok at the Miss Pamela J. I have a YouTube, also the Miss Pamela J. And go and follow me on Instagram at Miss Pammy J, J-A-Y.
This has been another episode of Real or Creepy.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the sleep habit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.